My name is Rika.
C.S. Sanjeev.
Sirilata Ramnath.
My name is Desikan Devrajan.
Hi, my name is Rehana Sitar.
Actually, I chose initially Arnold Brown. My idol is Arnold Schwarzenegger. But somehow that name didn't sound good for my colleagues, so I had to change it. Otherwise, I chose the name of Arnold Brown because I'm brown in color and Arnold is my idol.
Cecilia Connor.
Doreen.
Robert Spencer.
Lisa James.
Fahim used to be called John in the company. So that is changing now. Fahim is Fahim in India and in America.
They don't have difficulty saying, okay, some Balakrishna or somebody called up or something. Instead, say Rob called up.
In office, Doreen is very dedicated to work and she's very jovial with all the colleagues. Like, she's entirely different. And when I go back to home, that's as a Kirti, I think that I'm one among my family members.
You know, there's this guy who can talk like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. There's a guy who can sound like Clint Eastwood, you know, that way. But the moment they finish with the call, you know, they put their headphones away, you know, it's pure Kannada that he speaks.
I don't know which part of the world I'm living in right now.
When I get back home and when I speak with that same accent, my wife, she thinks I'm trying to act very smart. She'll sometimes say, come on, you're at home, come on, behave yourselves. But my children will really like the way I speak in American accent. Because they find it is very stylish, and so they find, even they try to imitate me, and they're trying to speak in American accent because they know that will be the future of India.
It's more like you are in some kind of a US country here, the way people work or the way they talk, the way they dress or party.
It's bringing people to the limit of what am I, who am I, and am I an Indian more or am I an American?
They say the behavior has changed, the way of talking has changed, the way of eating, everything has been changed.
My sisters tell me, we don't want a foreigner here, so you can go.
I was born and brought up in Bangalore.
I'm from Chitradurga.
I'm not from Bangalore.
I've been in Bangalore for about 30 years now.
I was born in Manipur.
I'm from Mysore.
I'm basically from Darjeeling.
I'm from Bangalore.
Yeah, I'm from Bangalore only, born and brought up.
This is the only mode for me to make some quick money, save a lot, and probably finish my studies.
What I see in American culture is the direct, be direct attitude. And ask what you want. If you won't ask it, you are not going to get it. Whereas it's not like that in our culture. It's like if you ask, you are wrong. So you are not supposed to ask. Sit there and wait. Perform and sit there and wait. I can't be satisfied like that.
They do appreciate you. You feel good about yourself.
People are friendly, no matter from which part of India you are. Okay, no caste, no religion, nothing. You are a colleague and I am a colleague.
See, when you come out of the office, you think that the whole world is equal. There's nobody in higher position or lower to you. So you talk to everybody in the same manner.
The American dream has been the topic of discussion over dinner many times in the cafeteria. I believe it has to do with the acquisition of certain things. So, you know, it's a materialistic dream.
Since we are earning more, we have that thing to shop more also, probably.
India has completely forgotten Gandhi. Right now, we have Gandhi only on, you know, only on the currencies, nowhere else.
A flat fiat and 40 used to be the dream, but 30 years ago. I guess the zeros have changed now, and the cars have changed, and flat has become apartment, because British has become American, and